This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Colorado Springs fire crews investigating a house fire happened early this morning near Cascade and Fontenelle. Firefighters believe that it was caused by an electrical issue. There was a single occupant. Crews were able to get them out safely. Last we heard, they are still trying to determine when or if they can return back to the home. The fire was isolated to a single room of the residence. A Colorado Springs family now filing a lawsuit claiming their loved one died after being neglected by medical staff at the El Paso County Jail. They say in April of last year, 48-year-old Christo Kinnett went to the hospital for severe back and abdominal pain. But after getting into an argument with another family member, police were called and Kinnett arrested on an outstanding warrant. During the booking process, he let deputies know that he was in severe pain, but after being examined by a jail nurse, they determined his condition was not an emergency, only giving ibuprofen and Tylenol instead. Kinnett was actually bleeding internally, would later die in his cell from a perforated ulcer. Anna Holland Edwards is an attorney for the Christo family.
He asked for a nurse. He was moaning so loud in pain that the deputies could hear him outside the door. And they called several times for medical to come, and medical said things like, "We're aware of the problem." So, you know, this is a man who walked in and by that evening was in a wheelchair with no analysis of why he was now in so much pain he couldn't walk.
Kinnett's family naming the El Paso County Sheriff's Office, El Paso County Board of Commissioners, as well as WellPath, the medical contractor at the jail, in the suit. Since Kinnett's death last year, there have been seven other deaths at the El Paso County Jail. And the commander of the Pueblo Chemical Depot suspended until further notice. Joint Munitions Command spokesperson telling the Gazette that Colonel Jason LaCroix was taken off the job due to an internal investigation, but didn't detail what that probe was about. LaCroix has been in charge of the depot since 2001, where the military finishing up decommissioning of mustard gas rounds. Deputy Commander Sheila Johnson has been in charge until the investigation is completed.
The Teller County Office of Emergency Management, OEM, says crews are cleaning up the last bit of contaminated water at the head of Fountain Creek after a diesel spill. Jay Teague, a director of Teller County OEM, says there won't be any effects on the drinking water there.
We got Manitou and Green Mountain Falls and Fountain and so on. All of the drinking water intakes are way downstream, miles downstream. This is only going to saturate and affect about 100 to 150 foot area.
A tanker truck tipped over on Tuesday morning in downtown Woodland Park and spilled about 2,000 gallons of diesel fuel. The district says the fuel made it to the storm drain system and downstream, where it was contained at the East Fork Fountain Creek Junction. Crews built a retaining pond with the help of extra snow melt that allowed them to catch the bulk of that spill. And as we've reported, the city of Manitou Springs is asking residents to conserve water this week. City officials say it's due to excessive rainfall, adding that more sediment is flowing in more than usual into French Creek and into the city's treatment plant. City officials say that they are working to fix the issue, even exploring other technologies to make water management easier after big storms. Alex with the city noting that the creek has turned brown and murky from the high concentration of sediment that built up during the storm.
Our water treatment plant folks are looking at other alternatives that we could be using to maybe approach this better, because it will be a problem. The difference this time on why we're asking folks to conserve water is because it happened recently and we're expecting it to happen again.
Moderate to heavy rain as we head into the afternoon. Cool temperatures as well, with highs in the low 60s today. Colorado Springs, upper 60s around the Pueblo area. Mostly cloudy and cool overnight with spotty rain showers. Again, showers and thunderstorms likely for your Friday afternoon, with highs in the low 60s for Colorado Springs, 66 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.